This is the one about Cousin Willie. Billy Idelson is Cousin Willie. Frank and Doris Hursley write it, and it's produced and transcribed by Homer Canfield. Willard O'Knott, our Cousin Willie, came to California from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He is staying temporarily with his cousins, the Marvin Sample family of 2164 Mariposa Avenue, Glendale. So far, he's been with them, temporarily, 6 weeks. He sleeps on the leather davenport in Marvin's den, and he has a job. This morning, at exactly 6:30, Cousin Willie wakes up, goes to the open window, and looks out on the sparkling California morning.
Gosh, what a perfect day for selling reconditioned vacuum cleaners.
At exactly the same moment that Willie is getting up, in another part of Glendale at 710 Citrus Street, No-Nose Nick is preparing to go to bed. In his hand, he holds a paper sack. In the paper sack is $10,000 in currency. The $10,000, until a few hours before, had been in the safe of the Sampson Collections Agency of Hollywood. No-Nose Nick's problem is to find a place to stash the boodle while he sleeps.
See, on account of I stick the 10 G's under my pillow or something, the old lady will find it. I'm not afraid of no coppers, but my old lady is a regular kleptomaniac. Now, let me see. Yeah, that's great. The last place in the world should look for it. In the bag of the vacuum cleaner. In the vacuum cleaner's busted even. 10 G's in the bag. How's that?
No-Nose Nick is still sound asleep this afternoon when Willie approaches the front door at 710 Citrus Street, a reconditioned vacuum cleaner under his arm.
You wake up my hubby, No-Nose Nick.
Oh. Oh, excuse me. I didn't even know your hubby was sleeping.
He wakes nights.
Oh.
I wake days.
Oh.
He sleeps days.
Oh.
I sleep nights.
Oh.
We don't even have a double bed.
Oh. Well, I guess you'd never be interested in buying a reconditioned vacuum cleaner then.
Well, why not?
Well, when would you use it? I mean, if you used one of these reconditioned vacuum cleaners during the day, you'd wake your hubby up, and if you used it during the night, you'd wake yourself up.
But look, I need a new vacuum cleaner. The one I have is busted.
Oh. Well, you could trade it in, ma'am, if you want to.
Even if it don't run?
Oh, yes, ma'am. The trade-ins never run. Nobody ever trades in a vacuum cleaner that runs.
How much is it?
$27.50 with $5 off for a trade-in.
Okay, it's a deal. Look, don't move. Stay right there.
No, ma'am, I won't. I mean, yes, ma'am, I will.
It's right here in the closet. We never use it. Well, here's my trade-in. The bag is just full of dirt.
Oh, don't worry, ma'am. Say, that must have been a good vacuum cleaner in its day. Boy, did it have suction. It's just full. It feels like hay.
No, that ain't hay.
Don't worry, ma'am. We're used to old bags in our business.
Okay, then. Here's $22.50. Uh-oh. I think I hear my hubby. You better scream.
Oh, sure. I better quit while I'm ahead. Good day, ma'am.
So long.
Hey, you with the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, were you speaking to me?
I sure was.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Let me see that vacuum cleaner. You want to sell it?
Sell it?
Yeah.
This old machine? What do you want it for?
My old mom had one just like it.
She did?
Yeah. I could see it like it was yesterday, chasing me all over the house with the vacuum cleaner. Every time I dropped a few cigar ashes on the floor, Mom came running. I was just a kid.
Oh, guy.
How much do you want for it?
Well, I'm real sorry to disappoint you, sir, but this vacuum cleaner isn't for sale.
I told you about my old mom real nice, didn't I? Now, what's the idea? You don't want to sell me.
Well, it doesn't even run.
I don't care if it don't run. Every time I look at that machine, I see my old mom coming after me. She does the running.
I'm sorry, sir. Just look at that bag. It's full of somebody's old junk.
I don't care. I like old junk.
I'll tell you, sir. Give me your name and address, and I'll see that you get this very same cleaner as soon as it's reconditioned.
I don't want it reconditioned. It reminds me better of my old mom this way.
You're trying to grab this cleaner before it belongs to you. It doesn't even belong to me. It belongs to P.D. Rocky, the reconditioned vacuum cleaner king of Southern California.
Hey, listen, you hear something?
Oh, sure, it sounds like a fire engine.
Yeah, I gotta beat it. Where are you taking the vacuum cleaner?
Home.
But where's home?
Well, see, it isn't really home.
Oh, listen, mister, talk fast, can't you?
Oh, sure. You see, it's Cousin Marvin's home. It isn't really my home. My home is in Milwaukee.
You're taking this machine to Milwaukee?
Oh, no, you don't understand, you see. There would be no point in taking it to Milwaukee. Milwaukee's already full of reconditioned vacuum cleaners. Why, it's worse than Glendale.
Listen, mister, please just tell me where you're taking it.
Cousin Marvin's home. I sleep on the Davenport in a den.
Look, see? Mister, don't tell me. Can't you see I'm crying already? Just tell me, where is Cousin Marvin's house?
On Mariposa Avenue.
What number?
2164.
Listen, bud, hang on to that vacuum cleaner. I'll see you later.
Oh, sure. I mean, you will?
Oh, yes, you did. You bet.
What's he running into the supermarket for? Oh, it isn't a fire engine. It's the police department. Gosh, there they go, too. That supermarket must be having a big sale or something. Hi, Cousin Fran. Also, hi, Cousin Marvin.
Home a little early today, aren't you, Willie?
Yes, I came home instead of going back to the office. I sold a vacuum cleaner.
Why, Willie?
Well, congratulations, Willie. Say, what do you got there? Another machine for sale?
Oh, no. This is just a trade-in. It hasn't even been reconditioned yet. The bag is still full, even.
You mean it's still full of somebody else's old dirt? What are you going to do with it?
Marvin.
Well, if you don't mind, Cousin Marvin, I'll just keep it in the den with me until tomorrow morning.
Good night.
Marvin doesn't mind, Willie. Do you, Marvin?
No. Who cares about having somebody else's old dirt in his den?
Cousin Fran, I won't be home to dinner tonight. I'm going to invite Freckles to go out for dinner. You know, celebrate.
Where are you going to take her, Willie?
Well, I thought Griffith Park would be nice.
Griffith Park? There isn't any restaurant in Griffith Park.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to take her out to dinner to a restaurant.
A drive-in?
No.
A hamburger joint?
No.
Are you sure you're taking her out to dinner?
Oh, sure.
Okay, I don't care. A hot tamale man with a push cart?
No, but you're getting close, Cousin Marvin. I'm going to buy some weenies and take her to the picnic ground, you see. Well, I better hurry. I don't have a reservation.
Fran, why does he have to dump that broken-down pile of junk in my den?
Oh, my.
What does he think my den is, a junkyard? How long is he going to stay here? Well, I'm not going to lie down and watch him fill my den with old vacuum cleaners full of other people's old...
Oh, excuse me. Is this a private conversation?
Oh, no, there's nothing private about us.
There certainly isn't.
Well, I just wanted to use the telephone to call Freckles and report in about the sale of the vacuum cleaner. And also, before I go out to buy the weenies, I want to check on whether...
Hi, Freckles. This is Willie.
Oh, Willie. What's the matter?
I sold a vacuum cleaner.
Willie! How simply amazing! How?
Well, you see, this woman, her husband was asleep and her old one was busted and there I was.
Oh, Willie, I'll make out the report right away. Where did it happen?
710 Citrus Street. How would you like to celebrate by going out to dinner?
Oh, Willie, I'd love to.
Okay. Now, which do you prefer? Weenies, Braunschweiger, Bratwurst, Knockwurst, or Bologna?
Where in the world will we eat that?
In Griffith Park.
Oh, a picnic. Gee, I think there's even a moon tonight, Willie.
Okay. How about Bologna?
Oh, Willie, I better hang up. Someone just came in. I'll call for you. Bye, Willie. Yes, sir. May I help you? I'd
like to introduce myself, ma'am.
How do you do? I am Miss Blip.
Identification, ma'am.
Sergeant Wash Tuesday. The Glendale Police Department.
You have a salesman working on Citrus Street this afternoon?
Citrus Street? Oh, what did he do?
Just want to ask a few questions, ma'am.
To what, may I ask, is this leading up to?
Just a routine investigation.
Well, if you think Willie is guilty, you're barking up the wrong scent. Willie never does anything.
Willie who, ma'am?
Willard or not.
Also known as Willie. That's very interesting.
Oh, but he's innocent. He's awful innocent.
Where does he live, ma'am?
2164 Mariposa Avenue, Glendale.
What else do you know about this Willie?
Well, he came from Milwaukee.
Why?
I don't know.
You ever seem to have money suddenly?
Well, not before today.
Today?
Oh, did I say something?
Thank you, ma'am. That's all for now. Don't mention my coming here to anyone.
Not even Willie?
Especially not Willie.
Oh. Well, what'll I say to him?
Well, that's up to you, ma'am. Very interesting.
Hold your horses, can't you?
Does Willard O. not live here?
Yeah.
Is he here now?
No.
Let me identify myself.
Sergeant Wash Tuesday. A detective.
Keep the front covered, Steve. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Well, yes, Sergeant, of course. Come in. Is there something...
Your name, please?
Marvin Sample.
Occupation?
Look, I paid that parking ticket.
Your occupation, please.
Everybody in Glendale will tell you I'm an honest man. I'm in the real estate business.
How long has Willard O. not lived with you?
5 weeks, 4 days, and 11 hours.
Very interesting. Please state what you know about him.
Why, he's a cousin of Fran. That's my wife. Not a close cousin, distant one. Very distant one.
Where is he now? Where is he now?
Out buying bologna.
You expect he'll return, do you?
Why shouldn't he?
I'll ask the questions, Mr. Sample.
Yeah, okay, excuse me. Naturally, I am kind of curious.
What do you know about Willard O'Not's life before he came to stay with you in Glendale?
Well, let's see. Gosh, I don't know anything.
It's very interesting. Has there ever been any trouble before?
Trouble? Before? You mean he's in trouble now?
I'll ask the questions, Mr. Sample.
Yeah, excuse me, I keep forgetting.
What about his habits?
He doesn't have any habits.
Very interesting. Well, the fact is, you know little or nothing about the past life of Willard or not much more about his activities at present. Is that true, Mr. Sample? All you know is he lives with him?
Would you mind repeating that, please?
Mr. Sample? That's very interesting. Just keep this under your hat, please. We'll be in touch with you, Mr. Sample.
Fran! Fran!
Goodness, what's happened? Who was that man?
That was the law.
Marv, the law? What did you do?
Oh, I didn't do anything. Not me. I didn't do anything. But I was questioned about your cousin Willie.
Cousin Willie? Oh, no.
Listen, Fran, what do you know about cousin Willie?
Why, dear?
I'm asking the questions, Fran.
Well, I don't know anything about him.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Well, the dragnet of the law seems to be closing in on Cousin Willie. And Cousin Marvin, amateur bloodhound that he is sniffing conscientiously at every trace of scent. While Cousin Willie is dressing to go on a picnic with Freckles, Marvin asks Fran,
why Griffith Park?
And then looks at the long, round package containing a bologna sausage. Marvin narrows his eyes.
Why bologna?
And now, as Willie emerges from the den wearing his old Washington High sweater, Marvin looks him over closely.
You look like a pretty tough customer in that sweater, Willie. Just going on a picnic with Freckles, huh?
Oh, sure. I'm just waiting for it to honk now.
Honk? Oh, you got signals, huh?
Oh, sure. Her 37 Chevrolet still honks.
You got 37 Chevrolet, has she? Wouldn't make a bad getaway car, would it?
Oh, no. Everybody gets away from it.
Is there anything I can give you for your picnic, Cousin Willie?
Oh, no. Thank you, Cousin Fran. I'm loaded.
So you're loaded, Willie, huh?
Well, you see, I sold a cleaner, and I feel rich. Like I could make a down payment on something.
Very interesting.
Did you hear a honk just then?
I didn't hear anything.
You're kind of nervous, aren't you, Willie?
Well, I don't like to keep a girl honking.
Of course not. No girl likes to be kept honking.
Oh, there she is. Hey, excuse me, I gotta go. I wouldn't want Freckles to run down her battery for me.
Very interesting.
Marvin, how could you? Don't try to hide behind that newspaper, either.
Listen to this. Glendale police have released a suspect named No-Nose Nick in connection with the $10,000 robbery of the Sampson Collection Agency in Hollywood. No-Nose Nick was released because of insufficient evidence. No trace of the loot has been discovered. The police are now seeking an accomplice believed to be, and get this, Fran, a vacuum cleaner salesman.
Marvin, that's ridiculous.
A vacuum cleaner salesman.
It didn't say reconditioned.
Listen, Fran, what do you really know about what Cousin Willie is doing tonight?
Oh, Marvin, I have an awfully good idea. Nicest picnic, Willie.
Oh, don't mention it.
And the most wonderful bologna.
Oh. It's nothing, Freckles.
And the moon through the trees like that. It's the nicest moon.
Oh, that old thing.
Now what are we going to do?
Well, couldn't we just sit here on the park bench and look at the moon and try to think of something?
It does make you think about things, doesn't it, Willie?
Oh, sure.
What are you thinking about, Willie?
Oh, things.
Thank you. Makes you think we're the only people in the whole wide world, doesn't it? just you and me and the man in the moon.
Oh, pay no attention to him.
We don't even know so much about each other, do we, Willie?
Why don't you just kind of lean back against the bench?
All right, Willie. Oh, is that the bench?
No, that's me.
Oh, my. Real dark, isn't it?
Oh, sure.
I don't even know what you do all day while you're out selling reconditioned vacuum cleaners.
Could you turn your face just a little bit this way?
Like that? Oh, my goodness. We were dancing, we'd be dancing cheek to cheek, wouldn't we?
Oh, sure.
You could even be a hold-up man or bank robber or something, and I wouldn't know the difference, would I?
Could you tilt your face up a little towards the man in the moon?
Oh, like that?
Oh, sure.
For all I know, you could even be... Oh, really? You could be almost anything. I wouldn't know the difference.
Yes? Is this Cousin Marvin's house?
What's that?
Does a reconditioned vacuum cleaner salesman live here?
Oh, somebody else on the trail, huh? Come in.
This is some joint.
I'm glad you like it. Is this salesman a friend of yours?
We just got business together.
You know, I'd like to have my wife meet you, Mr.
No-Nose Nick.
No-Nose? I read about you in tonight's paper.
Yeah? Them elephant ears, they didn't have a thing on me. We just talked to each other real nice for a little while, and then they had to let me go. They didn't have a thing on me.
That's nice.
You think I'm dumb?
No, no. Oh, I'm sure you're not. Fran! Fran, come on in. I'd like to have you meet a business associate of Cousin Willie.
Oh, a business associate of... Oh.
Fran, dear, this is Mr. No-Nose Nick.
How you doing, lady?
Oh, how do you do?
We're just waiting for Cousin Willie to come home.
That's his name, huh? Cousin Willie. Where does he keep his vacuum cleaners?
In the den.
Yeah, can you imagine it? He brings in this crummy old vacuum cleaner full of old dirt and parks it in my den.
I want to buy that crummy old vacuum cleaner full of old dirt.
You do? Why?
Well, it reminds me of my poor old mom.
Oh.
That vacuum cleaner is full of memories for me. Mom used to take it by the handle, see, and turn it on. And every place I went, there was Mom right before me. Could I take a little look at it? Just to make sure nothing's happened to it?
Oh, Marvin, isn't it sad?
Oh, sure.
Maybe I could even be left alone with it for just a minute.
Why, of course you could.
Oh, thanks, lady. You must be a mother.
I am.
You wouldn't believe it, lady, but that old vacuum cleaner is just like $10,000 to me.
Hi. Come on in, Freckles.
Oh, that's Cousin Willie now. Jane and Mrs. Sample and Mr. Sample.
Hello, Freckles.
Hello, Freckles. Willie, there's a friend of yours.
Oh? Oh, sure.
I don't have the pleasure of knowing this gentleman.
Oh, excuse me. Miss Blip, may I present No-Nose Nick?
Oh. How do you do, Mr. Nose?
Miss Blip? did you wish to see me?
Yeah, remember you was going to save me that vacuum cleaner on account of my old mom?
He wants to look at it again. I'll get it.
P.D. Rocky, the reconditioned vacuum cleaner king, could never guarantee it in the condition in which it is in. It wouldn't be ethical. Isn't that right, Miss Blip?
Yes, it certainly is.
Miss Blip is Mr. P.D. Rocky's confidential secretary, and she ought to know.
I certainly am. And what's more, I do.
At least let him take one last look at it.
I can't understand what you
mean. Hey, it's gone. The bag is empty.
You double-crossed me, you crumb.
Who double-crossed who?
It is not a crumb.
Now, listen. Listen, cleaner boy. Give me that bundle.
What?
Oh, do you hear me? Give me that bundle.
Oh, you stop talking, Willie.
She bit me.
Grab him. Come on, Willie.
All right. There he is. Put the cuffs on him.
Oh, elephant ears.
Yeah, we just had the place staked out for hours waiting for you. Okay, no nose. Where's the 10 grand?
That's what I want to know myself. This punk double-crossed me.
10 grand? What 10 grand?
Will you listen to cleaner boy? The 10 G's in the vacuum bag. They're gone.
10 G's in the bag? Oh, no.
What do you know about this, Mr. Sample?
I thought that bag was full of old dirt.
Yes, dear.
What'd you do with it, Mr. Sample?
I burned it in the incinerator. $10,000.
You burned it?
Oh, man. $10,000 up in smoke.
Boy, what a smoke.
I should have known better. I should have known better than to leave the cleaner with this crumb.
Well, don't worry, sir. I promise you'll get this very same vacuum cleaner just as soon as it's reconditioned.
This has been Cousin Willie, an NBC Radio Network production produced and transcribed by Homer Canfield from Hollywood. Tonight, play 2 for the Money on NBC.
More than 75,000 homeless orphans in Korea have no idea where their next meal might be coming from. You can help keep them alive by ordering care packages from Care for Korea, DuPont Circle Building, Washington, D.C. Each package costs $10. NBC in Washington, WRC, WRC-FM, 8:30. Listen to Bob and Ray at 12:05 tonight.